Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
All right, 302. McMonagle here with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019. You can also hit me up on Twitter at CMACWFN or on X, whatever. I still call it Twitter. So I gave you the names there for the head coach. Mike McCarthy, Matt Nagy, Arthur Smith, Spags, Lou Anarumo. And to me, of those names, there's really only two I would consider. And there's one clear, without question, leader of those names. And again, and I know if you heard me on Saturday, I'm not pro Mike Kafka necessarily getting the job. I am pro waiting and seeing because I think it's an impossible spot. And if he were to navigate it, win some games, and really impress me, and in with his relationship to the young quarterback, I would be open to it. Now, Lori and I were having this discussion along with Mike Fleegs on the other side too, and I had a caller kind of bring this up to me as well on Saturday, that Mike Kafka would most likely mean that the general manager is back. Or that even if he is back under other names, he wouldn't have as much power, but Mike Kafka would just, you know, be his puppet or wouldn't have as much pushback as other coaches with more success and names and not interim turned full time head coach. I mean, I guess I understand that thought process. To me, we've already established that him and Dable can be separated. I don't know why him and Kafka need to be attached to the hip necessarily. I still think you could say that Mike Kafka did a really good job and the other names don't impress you that much. And, you know, he's working with the quarterback and I'm going to move on from the general manager and keep Mike Kafka. I think that's still plausible. I do think it makes the most sense to probably, you know, bring in someone with head coaching experience. Now, he will have 7 games of head coaching experience at the end of this, but I wouldn't necessarily consider that. I'm just saying if he does a great job, which I would not classify yesterday, he did. We didn't even get to this. The terrible challenge at the beginning of the game. I mean, that was just an awful challenge. And then it felt like he was afraid to pull that trigger again when on the catch to Wandale Robinson, which looked like a catch to me, and then a fumble out of bounds as opposed to an incomplete pass, which would have given them a first down on the second drive of the game. It felt like he made a bad challenge the first time around and didn't want to do that again the second time around. I don't know. But this is the first time he's being a head coach. I didn't think he did a bad job. I just don't think he did anything that made me feel overly excited about Mike Kafka staying on, but I'm still open to at least giving him a chance to put his name in the running in a significant way. But as far as the names that were given by Jay Glazer, I don't think there's any doubt Mike McCarthy is without question the best name on this list. He's a Super Bowl champion, one. Now I know because I was always part, I was part for like 10 years or close, 7 or 8 years, to the Super Bowl contest that Mike ran every year. And this question without fail was asked a million times every single year. There is no coach who's ever won a Super Bowl and then gone on to another organization and won a Super Bowl with a second team. That's never happened before. Guys have gone to the Super Bowl with a second team, but nobody has two Super Bowl championships from two separate organizations as head coach. So Mike McCarthy is destined to never win one again. But the guy is a proven winner. He will come in here and immediately set a standard, and the Giants will play to a floor where they're going to win 8-9 games. Like I really feel that that would be the absolute minimum of what would happen with the Giants under Jackson Dart with Mike McCarthy. He's a good offensive coach. He's a good coach. He is a proven winner to a certain standard. The fear would be that he isn't that guy to take them to the next level like he was unable to do so at Dallas. But again, he immediately turned it around. And I heard Lori and Fleegs talking as I was driving in, and I said the same thing Saturday as Lori said. It's a Buck Showalter type hire. It's a Buck Showalter, it's a Thibodeau type hire where you would feel confident that he would just establish some kind of winning. Now, that's not to say he could never win, because I think eventually, under the right circumstances, if Jackson Dart truly is a great quarterback and turns out to be everything we hoped he could be, I think Mike McCarthy is not, you know, a coach that is incapable of winning. He's already done it. But there is some idea that he would be come in, set a standard, set up a winning culture for a little bit, win 9-10 games at the minimum every single year with Jackson Dart, and feel like, all right, whoever they go to next, it's about taking them to that next level. And there's no doubt he does that better than anyone else on this list. He's a proven winner. He's been a good coach in this league. He went on and took on Jerry Jones, and you want to talk about right now the ownership issues that the Giants have. We all know the disaster that Jerry Jones has been, and we clearly see where they are now since he left. So I think Mike McCarthy, of the names of Matt Nagy, Arthur Smith, Spagnuolo, and Lou Amarulo, Jason Derulo. I think that's why I keep saying it. And Arumo, who was with the Giants as a scout, had been with the Giants before, doing a good job as a defensive coordinator for the Colts right now. Spags is a failed head coach. He is a coordinator, man. He is a D coordinator. I have no interest in bringing Spags here again for a second run. And again, he was a interim coach for the Giants, but I'm not interested. He failed miserably with the Rams. He's not a head coach. I'm surprised his name is being thrown around this much. Matt Nagy is actually an interesting candidate, and Fleegs has kind of turned me on this. Not that I ever thought he was a terrible head coach, but if you look at his record with the Bears, and I know the name just for whatever reason, like, the name goes along with Eberflus and the other losers in Chicago, and it's not fair. Because if you look at it, he's had a winning record in Chicago. He had, outside of 1 year, he had a winning season every single year. He made the playoffs. And if you look at the quarterbacks that he was playing with, and again, you know, my man Fleegs points it out a lot, he's not wrong. He was playing with some awful quarterback play. Awful. And yet was able to have winning seasons, and Mitch Trubisky. He was able to win games with Mitch Trubisky. He had a winning run for a franchise that, outside of this year with Ben Johnson, hasn't had a lot of winning runs. You have to go back to the lost Super Bowl against the Colts. Between now and then, there hasn't been a lot of winning done in Chicago. And Matt Nagy has done a decent job. He's working under Andy Reid right now. He's a good offensive mind. You could do a lot worse than Matt Nagy. Really, you could. I think he is a viable candidate for this job, and I'm open to considering him. But Mike McCarthy, of the names given, is clearly the best choice. But again, none of it is that enticing to me, and I'm curious how this general manager is going to impact the idea of hiring a head coach.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
And I don't know if there, any of these names, like, because I think the hope is that the coach comes in and he's got such cachet, like a Mike Tomlin, who again is still my number one. And I know right now he's currently coaching, he just won a football game. He's in first place in the AFC North. For now, I would investigate that till the final. I would be all over that until I was told absolutely not. And I would be willing to trade a first-round pick. Not this first-round pick because it's going to be a top-five pick. But I would trade next year's number one to bring in Mike Tomlin. I absolutely would. I would trade next year's number one to get Mike Tomlin here. Because Mike Tomlin, you want to talk about Mike McCarthy setting a culture. Mike Tomlin's going to come in here and win 10 games. There is almost no doubt in my mind. And then the pick isn't that, it's not a top 10 pick. It's probably not even a top 15, 20 pick. So I'm all about him. I'm all about Mike Tomlin. He would be the guy I would target. It's a bit of a pipe dream. I do think there's a sense of it growing tired there. And if they were in the lead for this division for all of this time and then kind of fold and allow the Ravens to take over and then not even make the playoffs this year, which I do think is a possibility for this Pittsburgh team that has played really inconsistent football and their defense is nothing like it's been the last handful of years, I would be very much, I want Mike Tomlin. That's the number one. But right now that's less likely, and it's hard to just keep yelling and shouting from the rooftops. We're dealing with what the parameters of what we're dealing with. And for under the guise of the names that have been discussed, Mike McCarthy is as close to a proven winner as you're going to get. But is he someone who can step into a room and either be willing to work with Joe Shane or, what we all hope for, be able to have enough cachet as a Super Bowl champion and say, look, I'll come here, but you can't have a GM here with this many losses and this many failed picks and this kind of roster that we saw play for the New York Giants this year. Like, we can't have it. And I wonder if this ownership group is open to that kind of discussion, because I don't think it's only about the success on the field for them. Because whether they think he's doing a good job or not and believe in his process, you can't argue Banks is a failed pick. You can't argue Jalen Hyatt is a disaster. You can't argue Evan Neal is a colossal disaster. Now, you might think overall the team is better than it is and should have more wins if the coach wasn't so terrible and if the defensive coach wasn't so terrible. They win the Bronco game. They win the Chicago game. They win the Saint game if they don't fumble. And they could have 5-6 wins right now. That's how good the roster is, 5-6 wins roster. I don't know how that could be the only I just don't think that's the reason they're keeping him. I think that might be what they tell themselves, but I think this ownership group does not want to go through the process of this again. They've done it before. They've kept GMs. This would be the third time, right? They kept Reese after firing Coughlin, which I think is a little bit more fair because he did win 2 Super Bowls and Coughlin was older. I think that was part of the thought process. And Reese did win 2 Super Bowls as a GM for the New York Giants. But they kept Reese, let go of Coughlin. They kept Gettleman, let go of Shermer. Now they have kept, Joe Shane, at least for now, while firing Brian Daboll. I think they don't, especially with what's going on with John Mara, I think most of this, I'll even be as bold to say most of the reason that Joe Shane is back is because they don't feel like going through it. They like his process. They do think it's better than the product on the field. And they think there's no reason to think that the misses won't eventually turn to hits because he's good at what he does and his thought process and how he goes through things and how diligent he is and all that. But I think mostly it's, man, I don't want to have to change the entire structure of this franchise again. I think that's most of it. And I don't know if Mike McCarthy or Matt Nagy or even Mike Tomlin, maybe Mike Tomlin, but I just don't know who's going to go into that room and say, hey, look, man, I'm in, but the GM's got to go. Otherwise, I'm gone. And for them to say, okay, you are so far and away the best candidate, and you are so far and away the guy we want the most, that you say you can't have the GM, we'll abide. We want you, and if you say we can't have the GM, let's go look for a GM together. I don't know if that guy exists. I don't know if that guy is going to be available for this job. I don't know. I don't know their appetite for that. I would think Mike Tomlin certainly would be that guy, but outside of him, I don't know if Mike McCarthy comes in and says, hey, look, you want me? We're firing the GM. I don't know if they go, okay. I think they might just go, all right, let's see what Matt Nagy has to say. All right, let's go see what Arthur Smith has to say. I mean, which would be an out-and-out disaster. He was a bad head coach in Atlanta. Right now, as offensive coordinator to Steelers, could he be a good offensive coach? I guess. I don't think Arthur Smith would be a candidate for me. These names aren't exciting, man. And I don't know any of them that bring enough gravitas to really make me think that this ownership group would say, hey, you need a new GM? Let's go do it. I think they have no interest in moving on from Joe Shane. That's my opinion. Unless they're going to, if they're going to fire him anyway, if he's truly under evaluation and they're going to fire him anyway, then it's different. But if their intention is to keep him, let him hire the coach and be part of this thing moving forward, I don't know who could talk them out of that. Because it's not just about the results. It's about, I don't want to go through that. I don't think it's good for the organization to constantly be changing. Like, I think that's the thought process. 888-808-1019. Let's go to James in North Arlington. What's up, James?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Good morning. All these conversations sort of seem, even if you look at the Pittsburgh, because hopefully they just pick Aaron Rodgers, and I mean, he's not, again, the same quarterback he was 10 years ago. And they need a new general manager, and I think that, unfortunately, with Mara being sick, and we're not really sure who's going to replace Mara, because, I mean, obviously, he's going away as the owner, and hopefully he'll get better, but he still needs someone to sort of take his role with Tisch. They need a new GM more than anything. I mean, a lot of this conversation seems to almost sound like the Yankee conversation, where they need a new general manager, and they don't want to seem to get one because ownership doesn't want to get rid of the general manager.
There is one slightly different thing, though. The Yankees had the best record in the American League last year.
100%
right. You do recognize the difference, right?
No doubt about it. But okay. Yet the Yankees, obviously in baseball with the Yankee talent.
Not obviously. The Mets spent more money, missed the playoffs.
You're right this year, but still seems to be the talk very often that.
No, I get it. I understand the conversation. I'm just saying I don't think it's a great comparison. Brian Cashman's won championships and put a team together that won the most games in the American League last year, and we're talking about another 3-8 season with the second pick in the draft looking 2-9 season rather, with the second pick in the draft staring us in the face again. It ain't the same.
Then you make the case even more that the Giants need a new general manager. So if that's the logic, which I can't argue with, and you're 100% right, because the Yankees do seem to win the most games and make the playoffs every year, the Giants can't even seem to, obviously they cannot get 6 wins. So you're right. They need a new general manager.
I'm with you. Well, I mean, I'm not more than a new head coach, because they need a new head coach without quite. They don't have something currently. I'm not even sure there's someone occupying the role. He's interim. So they need a head coach more than even the general manager, because they don't have a head coach as of right now. He's the interim head coach. But I agree. Listen, I've been saying this from the beginning. I don't know how you can honestly scream and, like, could you make the case? Sure. You can make the case and we can have a discussion. But I don't know how you can feel overly confident in that case and feel like you are 100% correct, or that it's a strong winning argument to say that Joe Shane has clearly done a better job than Brian Daboll. I don't know how you say that. I honestly don't know. I don't know how you could be so confident in this statement. Joe Shane has done a better job than Brian Daboll did. I don't know. I don't see it. I really don't. I do not see how you can make that argument. I think they both have done a lousy job, and they both deserve to go. And the other name, I mentioned it when I was talking about the Rams and the Seahawks, but I guess I didn't mention it as the names Glazer gave out. He said it at the very end of his segment. And another name popping up is Chris Shula, defensive coordinator for the Rams. To me, I don't know how you could give this job to a coach with no head coaching experience as a defensive coordinator. I think you need to have experience, just plain and simple. Needs head coaching experience to be the next head coach of the Giants. I would want that 100% without question. But if I am going to go to the well again and hire the next, smart, well thought of around the league coordinator, I don't know how anyone could choose defense. Like, I just don't get it. I don't get it. I don't know how you could take Minter with the Chargers. I just don't get it. I need head coaching experience, but if I'm going to go that route, I need this coach to be linked up with this quarterback. Because, again, the Giants have been awful. Awful. Forever. This offense has been bad. The team has been bad. If they hire a defensive coach and he brings in an offensive coordinator, If that offensive coordinator gets Jackson Dart to play extremely well and they put up a lot of points and the Giants just do a halfway decent job of winning football games, he is going to be a candidate. That's the first. That's one of the first things that jump out at me. Like, that's how NFL coaches, and I don't want to constantly switch coaches on this quarterback. But I also just, I need the quarterback-coach dynamic to be the relationship. I don't want a defensive coach. Like, and you can't even tell me he's a, what are you going for, culture builder? Because you can't tell me a first-time head coach guarantees you that. And then, what, fix the pass rush? Go get a defensive coordinator to fix the pass rush. You can go find defensive coordinators. I think that's crazy. That is absolutely, you can't give me a single name. I don't care what kind of job he's done. I don't care what examples you can give me. Like, the last coach I would hire, and not just Chris Shula, the last coach I would hire is an inexperienced defensive coordinator. Never in a million years. It is the last thing I would do. To me, it goes in this order. Proven, successful, winning head coach for multiple years, like a Tomlin, right? Or a, I don't know, a Vrabel or a Sean Payton or a Jim Harbaugh or a John Harbaugh. Like, I look at those guys, and I know Sean Payton is the offensive game plan caller, and I know he's an offensive guru, and that's been his reputation. But he's been a head coach for so long, and such a winning head coach was headlong for so long that I don't even view him necessarily, and maybe this is faulty thinking, but I view him as a head coach. He's been a head coach and a winning head coach forever. Yeah, it's his offense. Yeah, he's going to call the plays most likely, but he's just a head coach. Same thing with Tomlin. I don't care that Tomlin was a defensive backs coach 20 years ago. He's a head coach. I don't care if Vrabel played linebacker and as a defensive mind. I don't care. Vrabel is just a head coach. I don't care that John Harbaugh was a special teams coordinator. He's just a head coach. Jim Harbaugh, I don't care if he played in the NFL. He's a head coach. Quarterback whisperer a little bit. Luck in Stanford and Kaepernick in San Francisco and J.J. McCarthy in Michigan, whatever. I don't care. I get that that's kind of his calling card, and I'd be all for it, but like, I view them as head coach. So that would be my number one, Mike Tomlin, proven long-term winning head coach. I don't care what he does. Then I would hire a head coach with experience at the head coaching position with an offensive mind, Mike McCarthy, Matt Nagy. Like, I mean, I suppose Arthur Smith is the other name on this list that would fit that criteria. Don't love it. Cliff Kingsbury. That's where I would go next. I would go with offensive coordinator with coaching, with head coaching experience. Then I would go defensive coordinator with head coaching position, with head coaching experience. The Spagnuolo route or the Brian Flores route. And then finally, I would go offensive coordinator with no experience. And then finally, right at the bottom, after all the crap, I would go with defensive coordinator with no experience. That's the last thing I'm doing. The absolute last thing I'm doing. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Quick break. We'll come back with more of your calls. Talk a little baseball. As Jeff Passan tweeted out, our first real offseason move, Josh Naylor of the Seattle Mariners signing back with the Mariners for a 5-year contract. We don't know the money yet. How does that impact Pete Alonso with the New York Mets?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Real sports talk for real fans with real opinions. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
All right, 3:31. McMonagle here with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019. We're going to talk a little baseball in a second, but we did get Matt and Seldon, who wants to talk about a Giants head coaching, the Giants head coaching vacancy and who he would want to fill it. So we'll get Matt in real quick, and then we'll get to a little bit of baseball and what the signing of Josh Naylor to the Seattle Mariners means for Pete Alonso. Matt and Seldon, what's up, Matt?
Hey, thanks, man.
You got it, buddy.
To me, I understand about the offense. You want an offensive guy, but to me, there's one answer, and I'm an expert in my opinion only. But it's Steve Spagnuolo. You give him 5 years. You lock him up, and you let it completely play out. He's been here before. He's obviously a winning guy. He comes from Andy Reid. He knows the game, knows the organization. To me, that's the perfect guy, and you actually give him the full range, and you give him a long-term deal.
What do you mean by the full range? You're letting him pick the roster, too?
I mean, he's been around forever. He knows the Giants organization. He's been with the Chiefs.
As the defensive coordinator, where Andy Reid, one of the better head coaches and one of the better offensive minds in the history of football, and who has won everywhere he went, is there leading the ship, so all he has to do is worry about defense.
But maybe he could bring somebody from the staff to run the offense. I mean, I don't know. To me, that's the perfect guy. Yeah, let it play out.
I have no interest in Steve Spagnuolo. He is a great defensive coordinator, arguably the greatest ever. He went to St. Louis with the Rams as a head coach, and it was a disaster. I don't see it. I'm sorry, I don't see it. And knowing the Giants organization makes him almost less likely to be the coach, to be honest, or less intriguing to be the head coach. Like every time they hire someone who knows the Giants way, it's a friggin' disaster. They go to Dave Gettleman because he worked inside the organization. It's a disaster. I don't think that's a positive for me at all that he knows the Giants organization. I don't think it means anything. Aaron Glenn knew the Jets organization. I don't think it means anything. Like I just, And he's a defensive coordinator and a failed head coach at 65 years old. I don't see it.
All right. We differ.
We differ on it, Matt. I appreciate the call. I am not trying to belittle or besmirch in any way the great Steve Spagnuolo. What he was able to do as the Giants defensive coordinator, and especially, I know he had multiple runs here at it, but that Super Bowl run to beat the undefeated Patriots and the game plan he cooked up to beat the Patriots, and you see now what he does year in and year out with a flawed Kansas City team. Like, let's be honest. Like, you saw them play. They had a miserable game yesterday against the Broncos. There's no way in hell. That was one of the first examples that we have seen in a while, even with the team being down and not being as good offensively and all. That was a divisional game that the Chiefs needed desperately, and had every opportunity to win the game. And they were the team that couldn't get it done, made mistakes, big interception from Patrick Mahomes, just not good enough. And they've kind of been like that for a while, even while winning big, and a lot of it has had to do with that defense and Steve Spagnuolo. I think he is a great defensive coordinator. I think he is Hall of Fame worthy just on his defensive coaching resume alone. The amount of championships he's won, beating the undefeated Patriots, winning over and over again with this Kansas City team. What, just an absolute great defensive coordinator. I don't see going to him as a head coach now. I just don't see it. I don't see it. I don't think he has that. Like, he screams defensive coordinator. He's already tried to be a head coach. I don't know what makes you think, give him the reins. Like, just let him run the organization. Why? What has he done in his career to make you think he would be worthy of just giving him the reins of the organization? Be the great defensive mind? Okay, I get it. But, like, that's it. That's it. I wouldn't touch Steve Spagnuolo. If he wants to come and run the defense, I'm in. Right? If Matt Nagy wants to be the head coach and Steve Spagnuolo wants to come and be the Giants defensive coordinator again, I'm in. Let's go. But not the head coach. I don't see it. And I love him, but I don't see it. And again, I want an offensive-minded head coach. I don't, like, you know, the idea that, you know, I hear Lugie saying it all the time, the adult in the room. Like, I get it. I don't want a child in the room, but you need someone with experience. I do agree with that. And Steve Spagnuolo certainly has it, but not good experience. I don't need failed head coaches either, just completely failed with no success. He's got one of the worst winning percentages of any head coach in history. No, thank you. 888-808-1019. All right, let's switch it a little bit to baseball. As we'll get back to the football. We got another hour and a half. We'll take your Giant calls, your Jet calls, if you'd like. I don't know what you want to talk about, the Jets. But we'll talk about the general manager, the head coaching job, yesterday's game with the Giants, anything you want. We'll still take your calls on it at 888-808-1019, whether you want Steve Spagnuolo or not. But let's talk a little bit of baseball, as yesterday. And again, they need to figure out this baseball offseason crap. We need to have, I don't know about a deadline, but there's got to be a window where you get incentives or something for making it in a timely fashion, or a 3-week period around the winter meetings, like something, because it just, every other sport, it is like boom, 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 boom. And baseball, it is these slow drips and drabs. And the first drip was yesterday. Josh Naylor signed a 5-year deal. We don't know the money just yet, or at least I didn't see it in the passing suite. I don't know if it's come out yet. I don't believe it is. I was just doing a quick search. Listen, I'm sorry. Sometimes the schedule, I needed to sleep. I was in the city again, so I've driven into the city twice today. I was in the city early this morning to go to the Slime Museum. That's right, you heard me. The Slime Museum on Madison Avenue for my nephews and my godson, same kid, my nephew and godson, his third birthday. And my brother-in-law and sister-in-law decided to take him to the slime museum. Kids, you know, they couldn't fit in the car. I had to do the drive, you know, so we went there. Plus, you know, it's his birthday. And then we hung out for a little bit in the city. I got home, you know, just in time to kind of start the Giant game on DVR without being too far behind. But normally I like to sleep on Sundays to get a little extra sleep. Did not. I was at the slime museum picking out my slime. Because at the end of it, you get to make your own slime. And it's scented Christmas tree, and it's green. And I'm, going to put it in the corner somewhere and never play with it. All right, now that I've described to you my Sunday and why I didn't see the Josh Naylor news, because I was on the couch. 5 years for Josh Naylor. Now, here's the first thing I'll say. I would have been very surprised. Like what it means for Pete Alonso. I don't think this impacts the Mets as far as options if Pete leaves. I never viewed Josh Naylor as a guy they would bring in. A little bit younger, pretty good defensively. The body type still would scare me a little bit. I never really thought that if Pete Alonso left, Josh Naylor would be someone that would really be the target or apple of the eye of Stearns and Cohen and this Met team. I never believed that. I mean, it's possible, but I never believed that. Did I think that if Josh Naylor left Seattle, that Seattle would be a fit for Pete Alonso? Yes. That I would have foreseen. So to me, I do think this impacts Pete in a negative way more than it would impact the idea of, well, if you don't sign Pete, what are you going to do at first? I never viewed Naylor as that guy. But now the question is, well, if you don't sign with the Mets, you could just knock Seattle off the board because they're not looking for a first baseman with some pop. They've already, because they could use pop, even though the offense did a hell of a lot better in the second half of the season. They have a 60 home run hitter, and Julio Rodriguez finally had that big year that they've been waiting for since his rookie season. But they would still look for some pop. So he's gone. He got a 5-year deal. I believe he's 2 years younger. Let me just check on that real quick. I believe he's 2 years younger than Pete, which, 28. So he's going to turn 29 midseason. Pete's turned 31, so it's almost 3 years. And he got 5 years as a first baseman who has been, let's be honest, a pretty much a proven winner. He has come up big for Cleveland. We remember Rock the Baby for the Yankees. He's had big moments. The Yankees had trouble getting him out in the postseason. He just had a pretty good run with Seattle. And he's a really talented defensive first baseman. He puts the ball in play. He's a very solid player. Now, he's not the same player as Pete. Don't get me wrong. He's not the same quality as Pete Alonso. But he's younger, and he's pretty darn good. There is no way. Like, this to me is bad news for Pete in two ways. One, it eliminates Seattle as a candidate to play off the Mets. And two, there is no way in hell Pete Alonso is getting more years than Naylor. There's no way. There is no way. Now, maybe Seattle was really, you know, maybe Naylor really likes Seattle and took a quick deal, and clearly this is the first one of the offseason, but I don't think there was a market for him better than 5 years. This feels like, wow, Seattle wanted to make sure they locked up their guy. They gave him the extra year probably at 5 years. Pete Alonso is not getting more than five. And the reports early on were that he was looking for 6-7. He can forget that. That's what we have learned today. Pete Alonso is not signing a 5-year deal. And on Friday, I think it was, there was reports that both him and Edwin Diaz both got their preliminary offers from the Mets, that both were given offers from the Mets. And now some numbers were thrown out. I didn't see it from the typical places we see numbers getting thrown out. And plus, I'm very hesitant to believe any numbers and years given out via speculation on Twitter or wherever before. Like, the idea that a contract offer was made, I believe. The idea that I saw in a couple different places that for Pete it was 3 years at $102 million, that I don't necessarily believe. I don't know. But I would think that's what Pete Alonso's looking at. I think Pete Alonso's looking at 3-4 years max. And I think that's the max the Mets will go. And this contract plays more to the idea that it limits the years for Pete and it eliminates the Mariners as an option more than eliminates Josh Naylor as an option for replacing him with the Mets. This was not a good day for Pete Alonso. Now, again, we don't know what the money is. And he will definitely get more money per. I don't think there's any doubt. Pete's going to get more money per. He's a better player offensively. There's no doubt. He's a power hitter. He's a better player offensively. He's more of a threat. He's a more dangerous hitter. He's going to get more per, but he's going to get less years. If Pete had any idea of getting this long-term 5-6-7-year contract, I don't think it's happening. 28-year-old first baseman, really the other big-time first baseman on the market, just signed for 5. And he's 2.5 years younger. And he's far better defensively, and there's reason to believe that he's got more years of that ahead of him than Pete, who clearly took a step back, especially in the second half of the season defensively. And there's obviously part of the talk on how much of, DH he's going to want to play and how much the organization is going to insist he plays a certain number of games or, a certain level at DH. Like, I do think this offseason is going to be different for Pete. I think there are going to be more teams involved. There's no pick attached. He's coming off another really solid year. He was clutch all year. But you're talking about a 31-year-old first baseman who is starting to really show major decline defensively, who's kind of got that big body where you assume the power will stay, but let's be honest, because those typically, that's what happens, right? The Jim Tomies of the world, those guys who have like that big lumbering body, the bat, as far as the bat goes, the power usually is the last thing to go. And then, the average goes first, the on-base percentage goes first, the bat speed, the strikeouts go up. That's typically what happens, but the power is still kind of there. Pete's kind of declined in power almost. Even on a great year like last year, it's not his typical 50 or 45 that he's been given at the early part of his career. So you've got a guy who's slightly declining in power, despite having a really good year, high RBI numbers, clutch, absolutely. But you've got a guy who's declining in power a little bit. You've got a guy who's declining majorly in defensively. And now his major comp, which again, he's a better player than, his major comp just got 5 years and he's 2.5 years younger. Pete is going to have to figure out a way to, for now, back-to-back off seasons to take under what he's looking for. I think even though it's going to be a more open market for him, and I think there will be more teams willing to at least dip their toes in the water as opposed to last year for many reasons. One, it wasn't a great year for him. Two, with the qualifying offer, he had picks attached to him. And three, it really did feel like off of that season where they had that kind of year, he performed well in the postseason, including hitting that huge home run that off of Devin Williams that allowed that whole run to continue. And the idea they were in the NLCS, there was some just expectation, like there's no way he's not going to be a Met. Now, there is no pick attached to him. He had a far better season. He's already kind of broken the record for most home runs with the Mets. He's getting worse defensively. I think there's more of a feel that not being a Met is more on the table. So teams are looking at it and saying, I don't have to give a pick. He's proven to me that he can have a bounce back year. Even if he can't play first base every game, I can have a bit of a rotation there between him at first and DH. And I don't think it's so a lock that I'm going to get into some crazy bidding war with the owner where it felt like they wouldn't let him go last year and it made most sense to them because they didn't have to give up a pick. Now it feels more open. But having said all that, 5 years for Naylor screams that's top of the market. I think the Seattle Mariners just set the standard for the first baseman market, just set the standard for what Pete's going to get, and it ain't more than 5 years. And if Pete's going to want more than 5 years, this is going to take a long time before he realizes he ain't getting it. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls. Jim in Hackettstown. What's up, Jim?
Yeah, listen, I couldn't disagree with you more.
Sure.
I guarantee you Pete Alonso will get a 6 or 7 year contract. He doesn't have the injury. He didn't break his ankle like Naylor did. And then, now correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't you say you would bring Nagy in as the head coach and Spagnuolo in as the defensive coordinator. Well, would Spagnuolo ever leave Kansas City?
I was just goofing around with the name Spagnuolo. That's what I said. If that wants to happen, I'm all in. But I totally agree with you. It's never going to happen.
Yeah. So, but he's definitely going to get.
No, I don't. What makes you think he's definitely going to get 7 years? What makes you think the 31-year-old first baseman who showed he really can't play first base is going to get 7 years?
Now he can't play first base. I understand he's not a full. He's not.
Did you watch him the second half?
I've seen him play for how many years now? Come on, dude.
Well, I'm just saying. Did you watch him the second half? Because the prevailing thought is
he's not a butcher. You're acting like he's a butcher at first base.
I'm not acting like he's a butcher. I'm saying he's regressing at first base. He clearly regressed at first base in the second half.
He's not overweight like Naylor is. Mm-hmm. I think Naylor's probably lazier than he is. And, I mean, look at how many RBIs and home runs he has every year. Well, I don't know
then
what
how come, then how come he got a one-year deal? How come he got a one-year deal last year? All those things were true last year.
Oh, he wants to be a Met for life, but that's not going to happen. I'm not telling you he's going to be a Met for life.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying how come nobody else offered him a contract? You're making it seem like he's guaranteed because he's great at this, he's great at that, he's great at this, he's great at that. How come last year he couldn't get a contract from anybody else but the Mets?
He had a down year, but this past year he didn't. And who's his agent?
Scott Boris.
Boris.
Right.
Yeah.
I understand.
Boris can get it for him.
I doubt it very much.
Okay. Well, listen.
I doubt he's going to get 7 years.
When he gets over 5 years.
You guarantee it. Okay. I think you're wrong. I guarantee you're wrong. You can call back. I'm not chickening out. I'm just saying. Like, you want me to go out? I think it's quite clear. I disagree with him. He's not going to get more than 5 years. I think this is the top of the year mark. Now he's going to get more money. And again, we don't know what the money is yet for Naylor. He's going to get more money than Josh Naylor. I totally agree. He's a better player than Naylor, but he's younger and Naylor's a better a defensive player. Yeah, he's a little overweight. And again, Pete isn't necessarily skinny. I don't think he's overweight though, but. I'm just telling, at 28 years old, he got 5 years. I don't think he's getting more than that. I think they're going to look to sign him to a four-year deal. I bet you he gets less. If he signs with the Mets, certainly. If he signs with the Mets, I think it's four. I think it's a four-year deal. There's no way he's getting seven. There's no way. And who was his agent last year? You're just brushing off the idea, oh, well, he had a down year. It's still... You said, oh, he does this every year. Well, he did that every year prior to this year, too. And yet, he couldn't even get a contract offer from another team. I would be shocked he gets more than 5 years. I think five is the limit. I bet you he gets under. It is more likely that Pete Alonso gets 3 or 4 years than he gets 6 or 7. There is no doubt in my mind. Absolutely. If the over under is five, I'll take the under every day of the week, twice on Sunday. He is not getting the over on five. If the over under is 5.5, put me down for the under. There is no doubt about it. He is not getting 6 or 7 years. He's just not. He is absolutely not. He'll get his 33. What does he get? He made $30 million this year. I wouldn't be surprised. 4 for 33. 4 for 34 max. Like, that's the deal they're going to want to give him. They're going to want to give him, you know, 3 for 100 and, you know, 4 for 140, something like that. Max. And we'll see what Josh Naylor's number is. I'm curious. I would guess he's going to get somewhere around, what'd you think, 22? Naylor?
Yeah, in that 5 for 100 to 110 range.
Yeah, something like
that. I can't imagine it's more than that.
I can't imagine it's more than that either. Like some maybe 22 at the max.
I mean, listen, maybe because they gave him 5 years guaranteed, maybe it's a little less.
Maybe it's a little less, yeah. Maybe it's something like 18 a year, 17 a year.
So between 90 and 110 total.
Yeah. So there's no doubt. He's going to get a hell of a lot more money per. I don't think there's any doubt. He's already set it at 30, and he had a better year this year. So Pete's going to make a hell of a lot more money, but he's not going to get the years. I don't think there's any doubt. 888-808-1019. And then again, the other thing with Diaz too, and I've talked about this. I think Diaz is the much more critical signing for the Mets. I think they absolutely need to bring Diaz back. It is an absolute must. Where is the state? What is the state of this bullpen without him? And plain and simple, right? If you're talking about which one is more important, and again, there's no reason why it shouldn't be both. It seems to be the question for a lot of Met fans, this or that. But to me, like, which is easier to replace? And I know now Josh Naylor's off the board. I never viewed him as the guy to come in and replace Pete. Maybe I'm misreading that. But I would have never been like, oh, now they have to sign Pete. They've lost out on Naylor. Like, I didn't view it that. I think it's much more, oh, wow, Pete better sign with the Mets. He just missed out on Seattle. Like, I think that's probably more to the thinking, at least in my mind. But I can replace Pete's numbers. I can get, we talk about run prevention. I can get a better defensive first baseman. I can move things around. I can make some trades. I can find a way to be as good offensively. I have Lindor. I have Soto. Like, I can find a way to score close to the same amount of runs while saving some runs at defense for first base. Like, there are multiple ways to go about trying to replace Pete. It might not be as successful, right? They might not do a great job of it, but I can think of a bunch of different ways to try and replace Pete Alonso. I can't think of any to replace Edwin Diaz. He's been as consistent and healthy, too. Like, if you look at it, outside of the year where he had the fluke injury at the World Baseball Classic and blew his knee out and he was gone for the full season, outside of that, I think in the last 5 years, it's one IL stint. Like, that's it. He's missed 15 games in the last 4 years outside of the devastating full season of 23. He's reliable. He's got great stuff. He's had two of the best years any closer in Mets history has ever had. He has the ability to get out of jams with strikeouts. And what else? Like, the arms aren't out there. And right now, you look at this Met rotation, what do you have? Like, hopefully a healthy Minter and Brooks Raley? Like, who else is in this bullpen that you feel overly good about if you lose Diaz? And that's why I don't think they're losing him. And I think the 50-50 comment that he gave the media the other day is just posturing. It's just, well, I mean, I don't know, so I would put it at 50-50. Like, I don't think there was any real thought process in it other than we haven't spoke. I don't know, so I don't know, 50-50. I mean, the idea, what was he supposed to say? I would say, 79-21. Like, he just said 50-50. People, like, ran with it. Like, oh, my God. Like, it's another way of just saying it's up in the air. As the great Steve Summers would say, six of one, half dozen of the other. Like, it doesn't mean anything. I would think he's coming back. I would be shocked. And, again, I spoke to this, too. It's an idea. Like, there are going to be a lot. And we went through a lot of what he said on Friday, too, Stearns with the media. I think it was either Thursday or Friday. This is going to be an offseason where we are going to find out a little bit about David Stearns' thought process and whether or not he is as tied to some of the thought processes that we assume he is tied to, right? Fair or not fair, I've been part of it too. I've been critical about how he puts together a rotation and the idea he never wants to go after an ace and isn't willing to go, doesn't want to pay anyone over 30, right? That's the thought process. Starting pitching over 30, free agent starting pitching, not going to do it. And to be fair to him, he's openly talked differently this offseason. And if you look at all the available pitchers who fell underneath those guidelines in these last 2 years, it's hard to find one where you would say, ooh, we should have done that, to be fair. Now, that doesn't mean you have to go try and patch it up with Montas and Griffin Canning, but he's going to be tested on that, and he's been open about the idea he's willing to move off of that. The other kind of narrative that smart GMs have is you don't put a lot of money into bullpen arms, right? The bullpen can be fickle. Again, pitching guys get hurt, especially Diaz has already been hurt with the knee. He's been pitching for a while. He's getting up there in age. You're probably paying for a guy you're getting the best of, what you've had the best of already. Like, are you willing to give big-time money to any bullpen arm? Because there are people who believe they're very smart, you know, much like they think, oh, the Milwaukee mindset would be to say, I'm not investing big-time money in bullpen arms. And then Pete Alonso and the idea of aging and flexibility and what you do with that defensive position and run prevention. If he said run prevention once over the last, you know, 2 months, he said it a million times. So this is an offseason where we're going to find out a little bit about David Stearns and whether or not he's willing to do things that might make him slightly uncomfortable, because I think we're going to find out that. Are these hard and fast rules or guidelines? Because I think there's no doubt some, like, he believes it on some level. Like, on some level in his mind, 30, starting pitcher, eh. But are they guidelines or are they hard and fast rules? Because it's easier to have those be hard and fast rules when you're running Milwaukee and you can justify, well, I can't spend this much money on this one player, or I can't do this and I can't do that. There's no I can't with Steve Cohen. It's about winning a championship and putting the best team together. This is going to be the offseason of hard and fast or guideline.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.